saved, isn't it?
Amen.
Amen. I appreciate you being with us in the house of God tonight. In case I throw these things, I'm going to lay them over here. Amen. But I do appreciate you being here today. I thank God that we're all going home. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad them young'uns know what they're singing about. And that's the main thing. Amen. Just to know what they're singing about today. But I appreciate you being here tonight. And, you know, Pastor Mark called me today about 3:30. He is sick. He did go to the urgent care. He thinks he's got a sinus infection. I've been there for about 10 days of that. So you remember to pray for him. Pray that God's will be done there in his life. Now, he's got a couple of revivals coming up in a few weeks. And so he needs our prayers, church. And so do remember to pray for him and pray that God just bless and help him and get him well. And I know that a preacher wants to preach. Now, I'm going to just tell you that up front. They don't want to preach. And Pastor Mark, I know he's looking forward to revival. And you pray for him and pray God's will be done there in his heart and his life. Don't forget these young men around our church that are preaching. You pray for them. I appreciate you praying for us whenever we go from time to time. And let's do remember to pray for these others that stand in need of our prayer, that God will just bless them and help them today. This is not, it is not a job. It is an honor. Amen. It's an honor for me to stand before you. It's an honor for me to stand last Sunday over at Friendly Grove. We tried to mind God over there, and we're going to try to mind God here. Amen. No matter where we're at, we try to mind the Holy Spirit of God. And so, young'uns, it's just an honor to have a part in the worship of God and in the service of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. So please remember all these many prayer requests and pray that God just touch and help today. Don't forget our nation and our country. You know, we hear the news and you know, sometimes it's discouraging. I feel for the families of those that have lost their loved ones because of someone's act. And so just remember to pray for our nation and our country that God will just bless us and help us today. I'm going to preach on what the choir sung on tonight. You just pray for us as we look to the Word of God. In the book of John, chapter number 1, verse 17. And that scripture, we're going to be in several more scriptures, but that's the only verse I want to read out of St. John, chapter number 1, and verse number 17 in the Word of God. If you'd like to stand, you may do so. A reading of God's Word. The Bible says in St. John, chapter 1, verse number 17, "For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ." May God add his blessing to the reading of God's Word this evening. I'll ask Brother Archie, if he would, to pray with us and for us, please. Brother Archie.
Your kind and gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for this another privilege that you've given us to come once again in your house of worship. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you bless each one, Father, that's given you this evening. We pray, dear God, that each one's needs will be supplied. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for Brother Kim. We pray, dear Heavenly Father, that you will use him this evening in a mighty way, giving the words, dear God, that we here at Calvary need to hear.
God help us. Amen. Appreciate that, Brother Archie. You know, a pastor tonight, he knows all of his people, and he sees things and that comes up in lives of people today, and folks call him, and you know, there's a lot of things that comes in a pastor's life, and a pastor that is really concerned about his folk, he takes those to heart, and he prays for them. He sits and listens and very sympathetic about what's being said, and it's a privilege and an honor to have that relationship between a pastor and his flock. And I believe Pastor Mark is like that today. And I say that because every pastor that loves his church and cares about his people is going to be that way. And that's the way I was. I've seen that in Pastor Mark, and a lot of men all over this land today are the same way. And I appreciate that so very much. But there's times that a pastor sits and in a hospital by the bedside of folk that are very, very critical. I can't tell you the times that the Lord has allowed us to sit by the bedside of folks that wasn't going to make it through the night. It's a sad thing. But in one way, if you look at it on the human side of it, it is a sad time. But we look beyond this life and look to glory and realize that this Word of God, this Bible is true. It's not what you and I think or say. It's what thus saith the Word of God tonight. And this Bible is true tonight, and I'm glad that it is. And I'm glad that God knows what He's doing today. And I pray that God will help you in the message tonight that the Lord has burdened our heart with this afternoon. And I said all that to say this, that this message God gave me, I was down at the hospital many years ago when I was pastoring, and there was a deacon there in the church, and he was a soft-spoken, very gentle, very kind, very spiritual man. I loved him. I'd just stop by his house just to sit down and talk to him with nothing going on. But he had an automobile accident, he and his wife, and he ended up in the hospital. And we went down there several times in the hospital. And we went down there one Friday evening, and I knew that he was getting at the critical stage. And we went down there one Friday afternoon and sat with him and talked with him. And when I got there, he was laying there in the bed. And when I walked into the room, he looked up at me and said, "Preacher, come on in." He said, "I want to show you something." And I talked, and I said, "Brother, what is it?" And he lifted up his hands and he poured into glory and he said, "You see him up there? You see him standing up there?" Well, I looked up to that top of that hospital room and I couldn't see nothing but ceiling. But you know what I told him? I said, "He's there. He's there." My friend, he's laid there and just looked up and said, "Preacher, he's up there. I can see him, and he's real." His dear wife was sitting there. She was in tears. He was weeping and crying, and I was too. And I don't know how long I stayed there that afternoon with him, but he passed away just a little while after I left. And when I was coming home, driving up the road after that, I left him going coming back home at the hospital, God laid this message on my heart. And I want to share it with you tonight. And I pray that if there's anything going on in your life, if there's any difficulty in your life, my friend, I know who can take care of everything that's in your life and my life today. I want to try by the grace of God to preach on grace tonight. And show you in the Word of God what a little of that God showed me about grace, and it be a blessing to you and a help to you in the Word of God. It's not until we experience God's grace can we experience the peace of God. You've got to experience the grace of God before you can experience the peace of God in your heart and your life. The brother Blackburn laid down there and he looked up and he pointed up to heaven and he said, "Kenny, preacher, do you see him up there?" My friend, he experienced the grace of God many, many years ago in his life. He was an elderly man and in church all his life. But it come a time that God was getting ready to call him home. And I believe that God just rolled back the windows, the curtains of heaven, and just showed him what is waiting on him on the other side. My friend, I believe that. I've been by the bedside of many, many folk that have come and had some kind of an experience. Now, I haven't been there yet, and neither you, maybe. But I'm here to tell you that there may be a coming a time in your heart and my heart today that God's going to give us a little glimpse of it. Amen. But my friend, in order to experience that peace of God in our heart and our life, you've got to know and experience the grace of God that comes in your soul today. Now, salvation tonight, children, I have preached time and time about on salvation today. And salvation is a personal thing. That's between you and
in God. But if you're not saved and born again by God's amazing grace, you cannot experience the peace of God in your heart and your life. My friend, no matter how hard you try and how much you want to do and want to be, my friend, you've got to be born again in God's amazing grace and realize that your sins are covered, my friend, with the blood of the Lamb of God. And God will do in your heart and your life, my friend, what needs to be done. And I'm going to tell you right now that God will bring a peace in your life that's beyond understanding. My friend, this peace, this calmness that comes in our heart and our life after we're saved by the grace of God, that helps us go through the difficulties of this life. The loss of a loved one. I mean a close, maybe it's a husband or a wife or a mom or a dad or a brother or a sister. My friend, that peace of God, it hurts. It hurts every time, my friend. It hurts, and it hurts really deep down in our soul. But, my friend, there is always that peace of God that'll come in. And that peace of God will just come in and calm your heart and your life down, my friend, and let you know that God is still on the throne. He's still there today. My friend, it's not until we experience the grace of God that we can experience the peace of God in our heart and our life. After coming home from the bedside, as I said, of that dear saint of God, God gave me this message. The Bible said in John chapter 1, verse number 17, "For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ." My friend, God gave Moses a law to live by. We got laws today in our society. You go out here and on Pads Road, and if you go over 35 miles an hour, and my friend a patrolman stops you and writes you a ticket for 45, in a 35, you're guilty. And you've got to pay for that. You've got to own up to that. My friend, that's the law in our land today. And youngs, we have to abide by the laws of the land today. But my friend, here in the Word of God, the Bible said there that but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. There's no other man under heaven today that can do for you and I what Jesus Christ done on the cross of Calvary. He give us grace and He give us peace today. And my friend, to know without Him we couldn't make it today. And youngs, we're going to face difficulty and hardships in this life. No matter what we do or say, those things is going to come in our life today. But I thank God for the grace and the peace of God that's beyond understanding that God gives you and I today. We lay our head down at night, we pillow our head and fall off to sleep. It's all because of the grace of God, my friend, that He has given us today. And that peace of God that moves in our heart and our life today. We get up and we go about our daily business and go about our work and do our work. And my friend, God gives us that peace that's in our soul today. Even when the world is standing in front of our face and blaspheming God, God still gives you and I peace in our heart and our life to know that our name is recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. And God knows, my friend, what needs to be done in those hearts and lives that do that today. Now, I assure you, sometimes we want to retaliate. Sometimes we want to tell them just to shut their old dirty mouth. What my mama used to do to us boys, my friend, when he and she heard something come out of our mouth that wasn't right, my friend, mama would make us go in there and get a bar of soap and wash our mouth out with soap. Now, my friend, I've done that. I can't tell you the time. Mama say, "Kitty, get in there and get that washed out of your mouth. You don't be as talking like that around this place." And my friend, we's all as lost as Joe's turkey at that time. My friend, none of us saved. My mom and dad, none of us, my friend, been saved at that time. But mama had enough grace about her, my friend, to realize today, hey, we need to act like and walk like and talk like a Christian, my friend, today. If we're claimed to be saved by God's amazing grace, God's going to give us His peace. God, give us the grace that it's in our heart and our life that we are saved by His grace. But not only that, but He gives us peace in our heart and our soul today to realize that we can live in this world and, my friend, still be a Christian and still, my friend, to go to a place called heaven that's waiting on you and I on the other side. A lot of folks say, "Preacher, I just can't live it." Well, you're right. You can't live it. It's not you that's living it anyway. Amen? My friend, it's Jesus Christ that lives in me that helps me to live for Him every day of my life. God has blessed and God has touched every one of us today, children. God has blessed this church beyond measure. And my friend, we need to wake up and realize today that to have this grace and this peace of God in our life today, it comes through and by Jesus Christ. Didn't come any other way, but it come by Jesus Christ. My friend, for what He done on the cross of Calvary. Moses gave the law, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. My friend, grace is something that God gives to each and every one of us today. My friend, when we come and give our heart and our life to Him, God gives us this grace that is beyond measure and beyond anything you and I would ever hope or think in this walk of life. Just a little while on grace now. The Bible, as I said there in John 1:17, that it came by Jesus Christ. In Romans chapter number 5 and verse number 2, I want you to look, we'll just read down through a few verses there in Romans chapter number 5. My friend, this grace is so real. My friend, you can stand on it. Amen? My friend, you can stand on grace today. That whenever God touched our heart and our life and saved us, God gave us something that we could stand on. My friend, something that is solid. Something that we don't have to worry about. This grace of God that He gives you and I today, my friend, makes us know without a shadow of a doubt that I'm saved. I know I'm going to heaven. I absolutely know it. My friend, there ain't enough devils in hell itself, my friend, to tell me that I ain't going. My friend, I know I'm going by the Word of God. My friend, we can stand on this grace today that God has given us today. My friend, it's a sure foundation. The grace of God has a sure foundation tonight. That foundation is strong. My friend, there's no cracks in that foundation. There's nothing going to wash that foundation away. My friend, it's going to be strong and sturdy that you and I may stand on this grace. My friend, this foundation of grace that God has given you and I today. Now listen to me, folk. Some of you are going to face some difficulty probably this week. I don't know what it is, but my friend, some of you may. I'm here to tell you today that that foundation that you stand on, my friend, it's sure. It's steadfast. My friend, it will not move. It will not shift. It's going to stand there, my friend, and be the foundation of your life today. My friend, also, it's not a vapor. Grace is not a vapor. It's not here today and gone tomorrow. My friend, grace is something that stays with you. It stays in your heart, in your soul today. It don't come a little while here and leave and come back a little later down the road. Youngs, it don't do that. The grace of God is with us, it's in us, it's about us, it's what we are, it's our foundation today. And because of that grace, my friend, we can face the difficulties of this life. The grace of God, my friend, that can do abundantly above whatever we can hope and think in this walk of life today. Romans chapter 5 and verse number 1. Bible says, "For if we're being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Youngs, I'm telling you, the peace of God is real. It is real today. My friend, and if you just realize how great that peace is in your life that come through God. It didn't come through man or through you not doing or doing something, but my friend, it come through the grace of God. My friend, this peace that God gives us today, by whom also we have access by faith unto the grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. My friend, we stand on this grace. This foundation, my friend, is real today. We can stand on the grace of God. And my friend, the Bible says that having access, my friend, we've got access to the grace. We've got access to the peace of God that He gives you and I in this walk of life. The Bible says, and not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. I've heard folks say, preacher, I want you to pray for me to have patience. You don't know what you're asking. Amen. My friend, you want patience, you're going to have some tribulation. You ask God to give you patience, you better look out. There's tribulation coming, my friend, in your life. My friend, that's the Bible. That's what the Bible said here in the Word of God. My friend, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. My friend, listen. The Bible tells us there in verse number 5, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. My friend, if you're saved by the grace of God, whether you realize it or not, you've got the Holy Ghost living inside of you. I mean, folks get all bent out of shape when you start preaching about and talking about the Holy Ghost. Youngs, am I holy? I'm the very wretched, lowest thing that God's ever saved. But my friend, He has put the Holy Spirit down in our lives today. He's let us stand on the sure foundation of the grace of God that God gives us today. It's steady. It's sure. My friend, it's not going to crack. It's not going to crumble. It's a foundation that is set for you and I, my friend, that we can stand on that. My friend, you can stand on it. My friend, on the grace of God, I stand. My friend, listen, I deserved hell. But thank God for His grace and His mercy and His peace that He give you and I today. My friend, you can stand on it. Number 2, you can grow in it. Amen. My friend, preacher, what are you talking about? My friend, you can grow in the grace of God. The Bible says in 2 Peter chapter number 3 and verse number 18, my friend, you can grow in it. The Bible says, but grow in the grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. My friend, you can grow in the grace of God. This grace of God that God gives you today, we stand on a sure foundation, and we can grow in this grace. We can ask God to come in and just touch our heart and our life. My friend, you can sink your roots in it. Amen. My friend, there's a lot of planting going on around the world today, putting their gardens out and everything, getting it all ready and tilling up the ground and getting the fertilizer. I guess you folks still do that. I don't know whether you do or not. Hey, man, but I do a little bit of that. But you get everything ready, and my friend, you grow that, and after a while, my friend, that little plant comes up, and it grows the roots, and it produces the vegetables or whatever you're planting. My friend, that's the way grace is today. My friend, it'll come in our heart and our life. My friend, you can grow in it if you just sink your roots in it. Amen. My friend, just put your heart in it and say, Lord God, I want it. I desire it. I desire this grace. I want grace in my heart and my life. Grace will help you, children. It'll help you to produce the fruit that God wants you to produce today. Listen, we're all human tonight, every one of us. Somebody stands before us and calls us everything but what we are. My friend, we want to pick up something and just go at it. But listen, that grace won't let you do it. That grace that God gives you and I in our life today, my friend, that grace that we planted our roots in, that grace that we grow by, that's how we grow. That's how we get closer to God. That's how we can feel the presence of God in our heart and our life. Letting God speak to our heart. Letting Him show us and tell us what we need to do today. My friend, you can sink your roots in it. My friend, and God will give you the increase. Young, it's God that gives the increase in people's hearts and lives today. My friend, because of what Jesus Christ has done on the cross of Calvary, He left this foundation of grace for you and I to stand on. My friend, we realize today, hey, I can stand on this. This thing is solid. I can stand on it. And then you realize, hey, I can grow in this thing. My friend, if you ain't growing in the grace of God, you're just sitting still and spinning your wheels. My friend, we need to grow in the grace of God. Preacher, what are you talking about? I'm talking about when your baby wakes up during the night and it's screaming and you run in there and get it out of the crib and it's got such a high fever that you don't know what to do, and you get that little young'un out and you let down there on the floor and you go to praying, God, I want you to touch my little girl. Youngs, I'm telling you, if you'll pray and ask God and stand on the grace of God, my friend, God will do in your life what needs to be done. My friend, God transferred. Now, you say what you want to say, Kenny Anderson, you crazy. That's all right. My friend, God transferred the temperature my little girl had over to me. You say what you want to say. I was there that night. I prayed for her that night, and my friend, God transferred her fever over to my body. Youngest, God knows what He's doing. I appreciate the grace of God. I appreciate what God can do in our heart and our life. If we'll just stand on this foundation of grace that God has given you and I today, put your roots in it. My friend, stand there and put the roots, let your roots grow down in the grace of God. And when the roots begin to go down in the grace of God, then the producing will come out. The fruit will come out in your life. And my friend, you'll go around this world with a smile on your face and a spring in your step. I like for people to see. I don't want them to hear. I want them to see. I walked into Lowe's this afternoon. Lowe's Hardware. I was dirty from tip to bottom. I had an old pair of blue jeans on, a t-shirt, and a ball hat. And walked through there. And I always go through the garden center. If I'm going to buy something very big, I go early too. I'm there at 7 o'clock when they opened up the place. But I was going through the garden center, and I bet you there was 25 people. They was had three registers right at the garden center, and they was lined up all the way back through there. This lady, I come through there grinning. This lady about halfway back, she said, why don't you go over there and get on that cash register and get that thing going and help get us out of here? I said, ma'am, if I could, I would. And I just kept a grinning and kept a going. You understand what I'm saying, children? We can go through this life with being all down and out and letting your chin drag the ground and being, you know, somebody says something to you and you want to bite them back. That's not a Christian. We want to, but we can't. A Christian, my friend, just doesn't do that. That's what I want people to see. I don't want you to hear. I want you to see. That's what really counts. If you can see it, my friend, then it's real. If you can't see it, then it's not real. My friend, we today need to let folks see our life and see this grace that God has given us. This grace that we have put our foundation in. My friend, we've put our roots in it. My friend, when we do that, it'll start giving us some increase in our life. We'll start producing that God, my friend, wants us to produce today. Look with me. In the book of Ephesians. In the book of Ephesians, chapter number 1. My friend, not only we can stand on the grace, you can grow in the grace. Number three, you are bought to the highest conceivable position. You are brought to the highest conceivable position in grace. My friend, by it. By grace. My friend, we have been brought to the highest perceivable position that we've got in this life today. Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 6, verse number 7. The Bible says, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He had made us acceptable in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. My friend, He's brought us to the highest conceivable position in this life. There's no other place, my friend, we can't get no better than being saved by God's grace. There's no other place to go. Whenever we give our heart and our life to Him, He saves us. We can't get any higher. God says, I put you in that today. Grace, my friend, it's you can stand on it. My friend, you can grow in it. My friend, you are brought to the highest conceivable position by it, my friend, through the grace of Almighty God. My friend, once, I like the story about the blind man in the Word of God. He said, once I was blind, but now I see. Amen. Praise God, I'm glad that God opened my eyes. I'm glad that God touched my heart. I'm glad that God wrote my name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm glad I'm standing on the grace of God because of what He's done in my heart and my life today. Once I was lost, but now I'm found. Oh, praise the Lord, children. I want to tell you something. We've got something to give God glory and praise to today. To realize that this foundation of grace that God has given us is sure and steadfast. My friend, you can stand on it. You can grow in it. My friend, you can't get any higher than that. My friend, there's nowhere else place that you can go. My friend, nothing else that you can do as long as you got grace in your heart and in your life today. My friend, not only this brings you to the highest conceivable position, but my friend, you can live by it. Amen. In Ephesians chapter number 2 and verse number 5, just right over the next page, the Bible says there in verse number 5, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved. My friend, we can live by it. Amen. My friend, by the grace of God, that He has given to you and I today. When we're saved by the grace of the Lord, youngs, listen, our life is changed. The old man dies out and the new man, the new person, the new Spirit of God that's in our heart and our life, my friend, it becomes real in our soul today. And then we really realize where we was at in this walk of life and realize where we're going in this walk of life also. A lot of folk don't understand saved by grace. My friend, some people believe you got to work your way in. Some people believe you got to steal your way in. My friend, but I want to tell you something. This salvation by grace is free. Didn't cost you nothing. My friend, but it cost Jesus Christ His life on the cross. And He done it because He loved you and I. He looked down through the portals of time and He said, Kenny Anderson there on Pads Road is going to get saved. My friend, October 13, 1973, and I'm dying for Him on the cross of Calvary. That's what Jesus done for you if you're saved by the grace of God. This foundation of grace, my friend, it's a sure foundation. We can stand on it. We can grow in it. My friend, there's no higher position in this life that you can have other than being a Christian today. That's the highest. You can be the president of the United States. You can be anything you want to be in this world today. But unless you're born again by God's amazing grace, you haven't reached the highest point in your life. My friend, salvation is real. It's real today. The Bible says there in Ephesians 2 and 5, my friend, he says, he even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, for by grace are you saved. My friend, Satan does not have control anymore. He does not have control anymore. When he comes and shows his ugly head, you know what we ought to do? We'll fall right on our knees and just go to praying. Say, God, you take care of this.
And the devil will come. He will try you. He will try your faith. He will try your grace. He will try everything in your life. And my friend, he'll try to make you go back to the same old life that you lived, my friend, before you were saved. But I want to tell you something. If you just take a minute and just talk to God in the Spirit, Lord, would you help me? Would you show me what I need to do in this situation? Every situation that God gives you in your life, He'll give you a way out. Have you ever had somebody to talk rough at you and you just drop down to your knees and go to praying? But that'll get their attention in a hurry. It'll get their attention in a hurry. Youngs, we as God's children are standing on a sure foundation of the grace of God. It will not crack. It will not crumble. It's going to be there forever and ever. No matter what the devil brings, you take it to God. You let God handle it. We can't do nothing with it. You let God handle it. And my friend, God will do what He needs to be done. And my friend, and we realize that today and realize that we're saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. This foundation that God's given us today is a sure foundation. And we can stand and look the devil in the eye and grin at him and just keep a walking. I've been taught many, many years, if you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all. A lot of times, brother, I don't say nothing at all. God is good. Amen. The last point I want to show you tonight is found in the book of Titus. In the Word of God. Titus chapter 3. It defines grace. God loved you even when you was unlovable. You think about that just a minute. He loved you when you was unlovable. When you was running around with that crowd and doing all these things that you done back in your day, and my friend, you laid out all night and you tried to slip in at night. And, you know, my mama had a, I don't know what it was. I'd come down the highway and, you know, back in the day, we had these fast cars and loud mufflers. And some of you men my age, you know what I'm talking about. I'd come down Oakwoods and about a quarter of a mile before I get to my house, I'd cut mine off. Because you pull in a house and it's just shaking the ground. I'd cut mine off and let it coast in there and coast down there where the driveway was, and I'd park it and I'd get out. And we had a back door, and that's where my bedroom was in the back. And we graduated up. Russell's here tonight. My older brothers, they know what I'm talking about. We graduated up to that back bedroom. That was my back bedroom at that time. I'd slip up them stairs and we didn't have to close your doors, I mean lock your doors either. Doors is open all the time, 24/7. I'd ease that door open, and I'd close that door, and I'd slip in there, and I'd crawl in the bed, be just as quiet as I can be. Mama get, she said, "Kenneth, is that you?" She knowed all the time is me. There's something about these moms that's got radars. They know what's going on, you see. And I want to tell you something. On October the 13th, 1973, I don't have to worry about them radars anymore. Thank God for Jesus and what He done for me on the cross of Calvary. My friend, when we was ungodly, He loved us. He loved us when we was ungodly. He took care of us, Brother Steve. Watched over us and helped us when we was in them wrecks and laying there in the hospital and not knowing when we're going to live or die or not. Car tore all to pieces and just don't know what we're going to do. My friend, he looked down through the portals of time. He said, I'm dying for Him. I'm dying for you on the cross of Calvary. That's the grace of God, young'uns. That's the grace of God that He's given you and I today. I thank God for His amazing grace. Listen, Titus chapter 3, verse number 1. The Bible says, put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work. God wants us to obey the laws. Hey, somebody speeding in here. I don't know who you are. God's still bringing me back to this speeding. Somebody in this building has been speeding. You're disobeying the laws of the land. The Bible says, be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. Showing all meekness unto all men. Not just to pick few that you want to show that meekness to. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. That's Bible, children. God said we's all like that. Every one of us. Preacher, I ain't hating nobody. Oh, yes, you have. Somebody in your life you've hated. That's what the Bible says. But after that, the kindness and the love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared. But after God and that love and kindness appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to the mercy He saved us, by washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. There's that Holy Ghost again. My friend, it's because of what He done on the cross of Calvary. Verse 6, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Praise His name. Praise His name. All those things we have been in this life. But thank God for His grace that come down into our heart and our soul and saved us and give us life eternal. And the Bible said that being justified by His grace. It's not what you and I are doing or have done. My friend, it's by what Jesus Christ done on the cross of Calvary. His grace that does the work in our life. His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Preacher, you ain't got nothing in this life. You're exactly right. I ain't got nothing in this life. But I want you to know I got Jesus Christ in my heart and my soul today. I don't have a brand new car. You were right there. I probably never will have a brand new car. I'm 67 years old. I'm just a few days off. I'll be 67 years old. I don't need a new car. But I want to tell you what I do have. I've got a mansion in glory. And it's not a little cabin in the corner of Glory Land. It's a mansion. I've got that. I've got eternal life. I don't have much down here, but God gives me everything I need every day to make it through from one day to the next. I praise His name for that. Why does He do that? Because of that five-letter word, G-R-A-C-E. God's remedy at Christ's expense. G-R-A-C-E. Grace. It'll do the job, children. It'll keep you. It'll make a sure foundation for you. You can grow in it. You can produce other people that are saved and that you meet in this life. Youngs, you'll never know what you can do unless you just let God take over in your life and say, Lord, You give me that grace in my life. And when you meet people today, you can just about tell them before you get to them, where are they going to be a growling at you or a smiling at you?
My friend, we ought to smile, and I know there's been difficult times. There have been times that I for about 10 days, I laid in the bed a few weeks ago, and I'd go do what I had to do, and I'd come home, and I'd go to bed. I didn't want to smile. I didn't feel like smiling. But the grace of God was still there in my heart and my life. Thank God for His amazing grace that saved an old wretch like me. Gave me a home and glory, wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. There I'm a-going one day out a while. Youngs, I praise God for His grace. Brother Elmer left this life, the gentleman I mentioned on the opening of this message, one of the easiest and best funerals I've ever stood. I knew, without a shadow of a doubt, Brother Elmer was saved by the grace of God. No doubt about it. I'll tell you what. Church was packed out. God moved. People knew His life. They knew who He was. Soft-spoken man. Grinned all the time. Now, he chewed a little backer. He did do that. But he was just a great man. Great blessing. And as I was coming back up the road, God started talking to my heart about this grace. I got home and I sat down and I pinned down some things about grace. My friend, I'll tell you something. It works. It worked in His life. It works in my life. And it's working in your life. Don't matter what you're facing tonight, my friend, grace is the answer. If you're lost without God, Brother Scott, would you come? If you're lost without God, God will save you today. It's the grace of God that gets the job done. It's not who preaches. It's not what's being preached. But it's the grace of God, my friend, gets the job done. I couldn't tell you what Brother Feldman preached the night I got saved. I mean, I was tore all to pieces when I come through the door back there. I couldn't tell you what he preached. But I knew what I needed to do. He gave the invitation, and I run. I fell on this altar right here. I give my heart to Jesus right here on this altar. I've never been the same since. Have you had troubles and trials? Yes. You're going to have troubles and trials, children. You're going to face difficulty. But how you go through that difficulty determines how much grace you got in your life. That grace makes a big difference. It's a sure foundation. You can grow roots in it. You can produce. That grace will produce in your life, my friend, other people that needs grace in their soul today. And youngs, we just need to be kind one to another and love one another by the grace of God. I know some people, they don't want you to love them. They'll tell you right to your face, I don't want you to pray for me. I don't want you loving me. That might stop me right from that moment right there. But I'd still go in my prayer closet. I still get on my knees, brother. I still got my place. I pray every day. I still pray for them. I ask God to touch them. I ask God to give them a little bit of grace. That grace goes a long ways. That grace will put love deep down in your heart and your soul today. Youngs, I want to invite you to come. If you have, I don't care what the need is, it don't matter to me. What matters is where do you want to stand on this grace or not? Were you going to leave it right there on that grace and say, Lord, now you take care of this thing that I'm dealing with. You help me to do whatever I need to do. If it's obeying the laws out here in our land, you need to get it right with God. If it's obeying what God wants you to do, you need to get it right with God. If you're lost without God, you need to come and get your heart and your life right with God.